Right out the windows of the KUOW newsroom on our third floor, if you turn your head to the right, you can see a huge ad for T-Mobile on the side of a brick building. The ad's not unusual, though. You can see wall signs like that on buildings all over Seattle.
Some of these things are several stories tall. And today, members of the Seattle City Council's Housing Committee discussed proposed new restrictions on these wall signs. Yesterday, I went downtown to take a look at one of these signs across from the Pike Place Market.
Oh, yeah? Where'd you go?
Just near the corner of Pine and First Street, staring up at a giant iPhone 5C sign. This thing's got to be, I don't know, 40, 60 feet tall. Kind of a beautiful-looking red or pinkish iPhone, and the size of the Apple itself is just absolutely massive. It's like the size of a giant human being. And I'm going to ask some people here what they think of it.
I don't know what to think. I mean, that's the first time I've ever seen it. In truth, not that hot because it's so big.
I think it's okay. Doesn't look too big. I like it like that. It doesn't have to be more smaller or more big.
I think they should limit the signs, the big, huge signs in Seattle.
What do you think of this one?
It's too big. Too big and too dramatic.
Dramatic signs, because we are in a commercial zone, and it's like that movie Minority Report. Ads are coming at you every way.
Oh, my God. It's exactly like that. I also met up with Erica C. Barnett underneath the iPhone sign. She's news editor for Publicola, and she reports on the goings-on at Seattle's City Hall.
This thing is, you know, I don't want to use the word oppressive, but it is quite out of scale with what you think of as a billboard.
All right, and the question that we're asking here today is why the city council wants to regulate these things.
Well, one reason is exactly that. They're gigantic, and there's some concern that people driving down the street may be distracted by them because they are so large, and that it's a danger to drivers. Another is that it's just visual blight. Because these billboards are so much larger than traditional billboards, so they want to make them smaller and less obtrusive.
Wait, so people would actually drive down the road, look up, be like, oh, it's a giant iPhone, and crash into another car?
Well, I don't think that's literally the concern, but the Supreme Court ruled in 1981 that it was a completely legitimate concern that regarding signs, that they not be distracting to drivers. There's a lot of precedent for that, and that's one of the things they're citing in their legislation.
All right, what exactly are they talking about when it comes to regulating these things?
What they're talking about doing is limiting the signs to 287 square feet, which, looking up at this sign, would be a pretty minuscule fraction of the size that it is. They're also talking about increasing the fines for illegal signs on the sides of buildings from $500 a day to $1,500 a day. The idea being that right now $500 a day is so little that it's basically just the cost of doing business for these sign companies. And they're talking about requiring people who put signs on buildings to have some connection to what's provided in that building. So if you have a subway and you want to put up a big subway sign, that'll be fine. If you have a building like this, which does not sell iPhones or any kind of Apple products, that would not be okay.
I'm with Erica C. Barnett of Publicola. We're standing across from Pike Place Market looking up at a giant iPhone 5C sign. The reason we're looking at this thing is because the city council is talking about regulating them, and Erica's been reporting on that. And I'm figuring, Erica, some of the people that you have talked to in the city and some people around town are saying to themselves, this is America, this is a city, this is a giant ad, what's the big deal?
Sure. Bruce Harrell is a city council member, and he has argued that this is part of the vibrancy of the city, and it shows, having advertisements everywhere, shows that we're doing well economically and that people want to be here, people want to buy things, people want to advertise here, and that's a good thing. So why restrict it?
Remind us who Bruce Harrell is. I know a lot of people remember that he ran for mayor this last time.
He's a city council member, two-term city council member. He is kind of he's a bit of an iconoclast. He's sort of an economic populist. He's in favor of raising the minimum wage, but he's also, and I think he would consider this also a populist position, he's very much against regulating things on the grounds that they're visual blight, like these signs.
Free the iPhone 5C. Question I have, you're haunting City Hall. You're like the Woodward. You're like the Bernstein of our city. You know what's going on down there. Is there any sense that you have about kind of what's really going on, what's behind this effort to regulate these signs?
I think one thing that has really annoyed a lot of people in the city council about these signs is that they are essentially skirting the law. A lot of them go up and they say, for example, there was an Alaska Airlines sign that you could go inside the building, it was in Chinatown, and go to a kiosk, and it linked to a computer that linked to a Alaska Airlines website, and that sort of legitimized it. There's also coupons that you can get in some stores that give you a discount on whatever's being advertised, and companies were using that as a way to get around the law. And I think the city council was just really annoyed at seeing so many examples of people skirting this law.
All right, finally, I just want to know whether or not you think the council is going to be split. What's going to be happening moving forward?
I think they are going to be split, but my expectation is that they will pass some kind of new regulations. I think that the size of the signs will probably be a bit larger than the 287 square feet that they were talking about, because that is actually quite small. And some people pointed out in public comment that, you know, if you're driving down the road, it actually might be more dangerous to have a bunch of tiny signs that you have to kind of slow down and squint at than to have a giant sign like this where it's quite clear what it's advertising.
All right. Thanks, Erica.
Thank you.
Erica C. Barnett of Publicola talking about proposed new rules on giant ads on the sides of buildings here in Seattle. The new rules would apply to signs that are not related to the businesses inside. And this just in from Erica, the Housing Committee appeared to be moving today, she says, to limit the total size of the signs that would be allowed. That number could change from 287 to 672 square feet. But they put off a number of questions, including should the height of the wall signs be limited. The next Housing Committee meeting is scheduled for March 20th. When they say there will be a possible vote, not clear yet when this will go towards the full city council. You're listening to The Record on KUOW with Steve Scherer. I'm David Hyde.